405. Welcome everybody out here. I thank you all for coming out. This was a last minute notice thing. We just got the Judge Lucretia Clemens decision Friday, and they've had already demonstrations in Philadelphia, New York, LA, and Oakland, part of that nationwide, and Detroit, somebody else did. So it was a last minute call, but it's good to see you all out here. It's outrageous what the racist, capitalist judicial system is doing to political prisoners in this country. Innocent people like Mumia Abu-Jamal have been framed up. He's been in prison now for 42 years. 42 years on a frame-up. And this frame-up comes out of the years that the FBI was headed by J. Edgar Hoover, and they went after the Black Panther Party because J. Edgar Hoover thought that the Black Panther Party was the Achilles heel in American capitalism, that the Black Panther Party was going to lead a revolution, and so they had to liquidate them. And if you saw the movie Judas and the Black Messiah, it told the truth about what the FBI did to the Black Panther Party. So many Black Panthers were assassinated through the government's program. Even more were imprisoned, like Geronimo Pratt, who was able to get out of prison. But there are others like Chip Fitzgerald that had to die in prison. All of them framed up because of this government attempt to squash a militant black organization. We all had a little hope this time that maybe, for once, Mumia could get a fair trial. Actually, he did only once before, in 2018. Judge Leon Tucker made a decision that Mumia indeed has a right to a fair trial, to another trial. And what they did was, quote unquote, they promoted him to another position because they didn't want a black judge who issued a modicum of fairness to Mumia. And they promoted him to the Commerce Court in Philadelphia. Who came in was a woman named Lucretia Clemens, a female black judge who worked for a corporate law firm, anti-labor, union-busting law firm. Why would they take someone like that in? Ask this man right here. The law firm that she worked for was the same one that Ed Rendell, DA in Philadelphia, who was one of the initial DAs to frame Mumia Abu-Jamal. And where did he go? He went to become governor of Pennsylvania. He was head of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. And let me step back a second and tell you, the judge that gave Mumia a chance for an appeal was a Republican, a black Republican judge. And who took it away was a black female Democratic judge. So we're out here today with the various groups in the Bay Area to raise some hell. We want to let the government know that Mumia Abu-Jamal has the backing of millions of people around the world. In fact, I'm proud to say that the Longshore Union, of which I'm a member, I'm a retired member, we just came back a couple of months ago from a trip to South Africa. And the South African trade union movement remembers what we did some 30 years ago in striking against the ship from South Africa. And the motion for that in Local 10 to stop the ship from South Africa was a man who's a member of the Labor Action Committee to free Mumia Abu-Jamal. We are one of the organizations that are organizing this protest. The other is ANSWER and Party of Socialism and Liberation. Howard Taylor made the motion at the Local 10 meeting to hit the next ship that came in from South Africa. And that idea came from someone who used to be a teacher in Oakland, he's now a teacher in Richmond, Bob Mandel, another member of the Labor Action Committee to free Mumia Abu-Jamal. So I want you to all to hear just a sample of the kind of support Mumia Abu-Jamal has around the world. A brother who was part of a delegation of 14 Local 10 members that went to South Africa to get them to join with us in our effort. We mustered the largest trade union in South Africa, the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, NUMSA, to join with us. But I'm going to have the brother come up here now who's both in the family of the Black Panther Party and the most radical union in this country, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, Brother David Newton. Come on up here, dude. Tell him what happened in South Africa.
Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Like our comrade, Brother Jack Hammond stated, we met with the officials and the membership of the South African dock workers, Durban dock workers, and NUMSA, the National Metal Workers of South Africa Union. And we all stood in solidarity with our comrade, Mumia Abu-Jamal, political prisoner. And we still stand in solidarity with our comrade, Mumia Abu-Jamal, political prisoner. I have to say political prisoner because this man, that's what he is. And we stand here today, I think I can speak for everyone out here, with a great deal of disappointment. As Jack said, I am a union member of the Longshoremen, International Longshoremen Warehouse Union, the most militant union possibly in the world. We stand under the federal building. I am a child of the Black Panther Party, and we are still here in Oakland. But we stand here in disappointment because Mumia was denied his right to be a free man outside of the modern day slavery. But I don't think I'm disappointed with the judge. I don't think I'm disappointed because they told us who they were from the 1415 and 1600s. They've never changed. Since slavery, they've never changed. These people have told us what they are, and we cannot expect them to be anything except what they have been. What I am disappointed in is the comrades that stand by and let this man get whipped on his back for 42 years. This man is 70 years old. What threat against society is he without, except for the threat of his pen? He's not coming outside to kill anybody. This man is a threat with his pen and his words and what he represents. I'm disappointed in the city, the people of the city of Philadelphia. Where were you while this man got whipped for 42 years? I'm here in Oakland. We stood down, brother. We stood down and did not work, and we'll do it again. But this should have been going on. I'm blaming the city of brotherly love because this is the heartland. I think if they took a larger step in the front seat, the rest of the world would be much stronger. We got a global network of people that agree that this man should be free. But you have statues of people like Rocky, Sylvester Stallone, a Philadelphia native, they're not saying anything. Will Smith, where were you when this man getting whipped for 42 years? Meek Mills, modern day rapper, where are you?